Our lectionary New Testament reading today is taken from the letter written to the Ephesians, a town that Patricia and I will be in next week. So we're looking forward to seeing the place to which Paul wrote this letter. We're near the end of the letter to the Ephesians, and you'll find Paul giving, as he often does in his letters, some practical advice. If you'd like to follow along, this is Ephesians chapter 4, starting verse 25, and moving into chapter 5, verse 2. I'm reading today from the NIV version, which is slightly different than what is in your pew Bible. So follow along if you'd like. Paul writes, "You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God has forgiven you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly beloved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." This is the word of God for the people of God. Let's pray. Loving God, we are overfilled with joy to be in this place, to be together, to receive your word, and potentially to be changed by it. Open our hearts and minds that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts will be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So given that this is the day back to school for the kids, I wanted today's sermon to be for the kids. So kids, I'm going to be preaching to y'all today, and the grown-ups can listen if they want to, but I'm going to be talking to each one of you, okay? I want to tell you some stories about what's going on with me and how I got to be here, starting with this fact that after today, I won't be the senior pastor anymore. I'll just be one of two pastors that are serving here. I have another job. I work for the Army, and the Army has gotten me working on something really, really important, and they need me to spend more time working on that, and so I have to back off the amount of time I can work here. So I'll only be here doing church work on Sundays, and I'll still be your preacher. But we'll have another preacher starting next Sunday, and I hope you'll welcome him and love him like you've loved me. Now, I have a secret to tell y'all, okay? I have a secret to tell y'all. You're the main reason I wanted to be the preacher here. Did you know that? You're the main reason I wanted to be the preacher here. Your parents made a brave decision when they left their church to come to a place that didn't exist before. This is a brand new church, as you know. And it's been hard, and they've done a really great job, haven't they? But you were brave, too. Each one of you was brave to come to this new place. And it makes me so happy to see you happy when you're here, to see how much you like being here. And I'm so proud of the way you've helped us become a church. It makes me smile when you come up here for the children's message like what we just did. And the way you serve as acolytes and bell ringers. And I remember in the early days when we were in the Scout House. How many of y'all remember what it was like back in the Scout House? Remember that a few months ago? Yeah. And how y'all were the ones who were the ushers. Do you remember that? And when grown-ups would come to visit, you would hand them a bulletin. I have to tell you, you were a hit. They loved it when you all are handing out the bulletins and welcoming people and even help with the ushers. I love it when y'all are so involved. I've seen y'all go around teaching grown-ups what your church looks like. I can't tell you how proud that makes me. So this sermon is just for y'all. Now today, we blessed the backpacks. We all said a prayer with the backpacks. And I asked about school. Do you like school? I'm going to ask you to raise your hand again. How many of you are looking forward to going back to school? Now, see, if I had done that back in my day, they would have called me a nerd. But I like school, too. I'm glad some of you are brave enough that you like going to school, too. And by the way, I still am a nerd. It's okay. But I know there's some uncertainty, right? You're about to go to a new classroom. You're going to have new teachers. You're going to be learning new stuff. Will you like them? Will you like the people you're in Sunday school, in school with? What's the stuff you're going to learn? Will it be too hard? I remember those days. I remember that first day of school. And for me, the highlight was when they would bring out my new textbooks. And I could open them up, and I would look through this stuff, and it was all strange stuff that I didn't know. And I got excited because I knew that they were telling me this is stuff I needed to know. And by the end of the year, I would know all the stuff that was in the book that was strange when I started. And we didn't have backpacks back then. I know, I'm that old. We didn't have backpacks back then. We had to carry everything we needed. And I brought all this stuff to school, and my mama had gone to the store and bought some stuff for me to take. And some of it was right, but the teacher always gave me a handout of all the stuff I had to take home that she also had to go buy. And so as soon as I came home from school that first day, she had a shopping list, and she had to go get me more stuff to go to school. So I had even more stuff that I had to carry to school. But I loved it. It was fun. And for me, the reason I loved it so much is because I knew that school was helping me to become a grown-up. And that's what I wanted to do. When I was your age, the thing I wanted most in the world was to be a grown-up, like the grown-ups that are in here now. They were my role model, and I wanted to be like them. They did all kind of cool stuff. And I did not always understand it all, but I knew I wanted to be able to do that. Like I knew I wanted to be able to drive a car. How many of y'all are looking forward to the day you can drive a car? I see a lot of hands on that. Yeah, I know. Some of you, it won't be very long, right? I love the idea of being able to drive a car because I could go wherever I wanted to. Now, when I was your age, another thing we didn't have back in the dark ages is we didn't have those child seats in the car. And so my parents had a car where the front seat was like a bench. It was like a long bench like this. And I would be in the back seat with my brother. And when we would go on long trips, and we always were driving from Alabama to Georgia, I was so interested in where we were going that I would get like this between my mother and my father, and I would stare out the window for 6 hours like this because I wanted to see where we were going. And I got so interested in that they had this thing. I don't know if you've ever seen one of these before. It's called a map. Yeah. This is a map of where I'm from. I'm from Alabama. I was going to get a Texas map, but it was too big. All right, so this is where I was from, and I learned to read this map when I was in kindergarten, and I could tell my parents where to go on the map. I said, you go like this road. No, you need to turn on this highway and all that. I love this stuff, and I got to learn to read a map, and I thought, someday I'm going to be driving a car, and I can decide where to go on all these roads. I even learned how to fold it up. You see that? Yeah, I love this. So that's something I want to do as a grown-up. Another thing I wanted to do like grown-ups is I wanted to understand how the world works. When I was your age, we had just started putting men into space. And I remember when I was 5 years old, no, 6 years old. I was 6 years old, and I got to see a man on TV walking on the moon for the first time. When I was 6 years old. And I said, that's what I want to do. When I'm a grown-up, I'm going to be like that astronaut. I'm going to walk on the moon just like he did. Because by then, it's going to be easy. Lots of people are going to be walking on the moon. Got that one wrong, didn't we? And I got the interesting, well, why does it take a rocket to put the man up in space? Well, why didn't he just get on an airplane? Why does he need a rocket to get up there? Well, for that matter, how does a rocket work? And how does a TV work? How does a radio work? And grown-ups knew all this stuff because they made it happen. And I wanted to know that stuff too. A third thing I wanted to do when I wanted to be a grown-up was I wanted to learn how to make money. When I was your age, I had an allowance. How many of y'all have an allowance? Some of you have an allowance? A few of you? Yeah. Guess how much my allowance was? 50 cents a week. 50 cents. And as I got bigger, and I got more responsibilities. I got a raise. I eventually got an allowance that was a whole dollar a week. I was so proud. Back then, you could spend a dollar would buy something. And my father, see, he went to work, and he had this job. And I don't know what he did exactly, but I knew that when he came home, he had an even bigger allowance than me. And so we got to get stuff, and I wanted to be like that. So the thing I liked about school is it was preparing me to do all that stuff I wanted to do. It was preparing me to be a grown-up. What I didn't realize at the time, but I realize now, and I'm so grateful for, is that while I was going to school learning to be a grown-up, my parents were teaching me something else. You know what it was? My parents were teaching me how to be like Jesus. We went to church every Sunday. We had this big church that we went to. And they didn't have children's sermons. This was a big church, and it had a big organ and a big choir. And children were supposed to sit there and watch all of this stuff. And so we did. My church was Sunday school. Then I got to run around and act up and had friends and all that stuff. But during church, you know, I would wait for it to be over, and I'd stare at the ceiling, and I'd count the ceiling tiles, and I'd count the light fixtures. Have y'all counted the light fixtures? There's 8, by the way. I used to do that, waiting for church to be over. But I knew it was important because we went every week. And it wasn't just that we went every week. But my friends all went to church. Not all of them went to my church, but they went to a church. And then when church was over, we had a big lunch, and then we'd watch football, because that's what you do in Alabama. And the stores were closed, so you couldn't do anything else but go to church. And by the time I was your age, I knew most of the big stories of the Bible. Let me see how many. I want to do some more hands. How many of you know the story of Adam and Eve? Heard of that one? Yeah? How about the story of Noah? Y'all know Noah? Yeah? Okay. How about Moses? You know about Moses? Some of you? Yeah? Yeah? David? You know about David? Right? And of course, you know about Jesus. I don't even need to get you to raise your hands. All of you know about Jesus. I knew all those stories. And then when I got to be 12 years old, my parents said, you've got to go to another class. It's not Sunday school, but it's like Sunday school. And you need to go to it for a few months. It's called confirmation class, and you need to go do this. I said, okay. I didn't have any choice. I mean, they took me and they dropped me off, so I had to go. And it was for 12-year-olds, and we went for about 4 months. And when it was over with, they said, you're going to get confirmed. I didn't quite know what that meant. But then the class would be over, and you'd go back to normal. So I went, and I, you know, didn't have any choice. So what I learned in confirmation class is that even though I've been going to church all this time, I needed to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I didn't know quite what that meant, but I thought if I went to church every Sunday, I had got that covered. But they said, no, it's more than that. You need to make a profession for yourself. You need to tell God that you love Jesus and he's your Savior. And this was a school to teach me what that meant. So we did it. And the lesson I learned from that is that this was kind of how you got to be a grown-up in the church. And that got my attention because I wanted to be a grown-up. So I learned about Jesus and who he was and why we needed Jesus and why he wanted us to want him. And the lessons that we had were like today's scripture passage telling us how to do it. Now, you may not remember that passage I just read to you before the sermon started. I'll go over it again. It was written by Paul, who was Jesus' biggest follower. And he went and started churches just like this. Paul's job was to go around the Mediterranean Sea and start brand new churches just like this church got started. And so we've been studying Paul in this church to learn how he did it so we can copy him and do what he did. And he went to this place, like where we're about to go on our trip, called Turkey now, to a town called Ephesus, where there were some people who were struggling with the brand new church that Paul had helped them start. There were people in that town who had always believed in God. There were people who had never believed in God. The ones who had always believed in God were called Jews. The ones who had never believed in God were called Gentiles. Okay? And some of the Gentiles had started believing in God and started believing in Jesus, but most of the people around them didn't believe in God or Jesus. And these people, Jews and Gentiles who were new Christians, were having a hard time about it. And so Paul is writing them a letter to help them and to give them some advice. The main thing he's telling them is you got to act differently than your neighbors. That because of who Jesus is, you want to be different than your neighbors. So Paul is teaching them how to be Christian, kind of like a confirmation class for them. So he gives them some advice, and I'm going to share with you the advice that he gave them in the passage we read today. This is good advice for going back to school. So let's go through these one at a time, and these can be things you can be thinking about as you go back to school. The first thing he said is, act like you're in church, even if you're not. I think that's good advice. He says, always tell the truth, don't lie. He says, if you get angry, don't be mean. And try to make up before you go to bed. He says, don't take something that's not yours. Instead, get a job and earn it. He says, be generous. Give some of your money away to help other people who don't have any. He says, don't say mean things about other people. Say nice stuff. Make them feel good about themselves, and they'll feel good about you too. Don't fight or argue with others. The thing you're fighting about may seem like a big deal now, but it's probably not. Instead, be compassionate. He says, forgive people who have hurt your feelings. Sometimes we hurt Jesus' feelings, but he forgives us, so we forgive them too if we're acting like Jesus. And that makes God happy when we forgive other people. In fact, we should act like Jesus all the time as best we can. He's the best person who ever lived, and the world would be a better place if we all acted like Jesus. Let's start with you. This is the advice Paul gave to the people in that new church that he started, and it's good advice for us, for all y'all going back to school. In fact, this is advice for the grown-ups, too. Because kids, here's the bottom line here. I want you to hear me if you didn't hear anything else. I don't want you to be just a grown-up like I wanted to be. I want something better for you. I want you to be like Jesus. I want you to want to be like Jesus even more than you want to be like a grown-up. In fact, the best way to be a grown-up is to try to be like Jesus. And you know what? You don't even have to wait until you're grown-up to start. You can start doing it right now. I want the grown-ups to be like Jesus, too. I have a surprise for the grown-ups. Y'all ready for this? I know the kids want to be grown-ups like y'all. But did you know that Jesus said to the grown-ups that y'all should be more like the kids? Let the kids come to me, because to such belongs the kingdom of God. It's true, he said that. That's why we come to church. We're just coming to help each other figure that out, how to become more like Jesus. And the truth is, we can't live here. As wonderful as it is while we're here together, we have to go out. We're here an hour or two every week. The rest of the time, we're somewhere else. We have to live in the real world. But even when we're out there, just like those backpack tags that are on your backpacks, we carry Jesus with us everywhere we go. So let's act like we're in church even when we're not. And when you do, the best surprise of all is waiting. And that is, it'll help you become like the greatest grown-up who ever lived, whose name was Jesus. Can we do that? Let's do that together.